وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاستقم كما أمرت وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من حج لله فلم يرفث ولم يفسق رجع كيوم ولدته أمه أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Upon the arrival and return of the Hajj is the dua of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم قبل الله حجكم وَغَفَرَ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَأَخْلَفَ نَفَقَاتِكُمْ. May Allah accept your Hajj. May Allah forgive all your sins. Whatever you spend in the path of Allah, may Allah reimburse you. And that person who makes Hajj for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there was no masiyat, no sin, no quarreling, don't break the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the promise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will return like the day his mother had given birth to him. All the Hujjaj have returned with a clean slate, absolutely, no record. The records of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, whatever has transpired before the Hajj, Nabi Ali Salatu Salam mentioned to Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, don't you know Amr, that the person who makes hijrah, that all his sins prior to that has been forgiven. Islam destroys everything before that, hijrah also. And Hajj Maqbool Mabroor also destroys all the sins before it. No record whatsoever. Whatever sin a person might have done before the Hajj, if he has to pass away now, for example, and he goes in the court of Allah, there is no record of the past sins, all wiped out. Completely. It's a new state altogether. Forget all the bad habits in the past life. It's a new born baby altogether, that now the sign of accepted Hajj, that the heart turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The goal is Allah. Therefore, the Mina that the Haji saw today, and the Baytullah the Haji saw today, and the Madina Munawwara the Haji saw today, we have to go back in time to appreciate what we saw now during the days of Hajj. The Hajj of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, and prior to that, during the days of Da'wat in Makkah al-Mukarrama, for 13 long years, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, they say for 10 years, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, during the days of Hajj, would go to Mina. Ayyamul Jahiliyyah, the days of Jahiliyyah, ignorance. Where the Mushrikeen also used to make Hajj, but the Hajj was different. Quraysh used to go for Hajj also. Age of 40, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was given Nubuwat. Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, the eldest daughter, was 10 years old. She was the eldest daughter. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam in his lifetime buried 3 daughters. Only Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha outlived him by 6 months. They say she was the queen of Jannah. Allah made her the queen of Jannah because she was the only daughter to experience the pangs of separation from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in her lifetime. She lived with him and she went through the pain of losing her father. Allah made her the queen of Jannah. In those 10 long years in Makkah al-Mukarramah, what was the Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? The days of Mina were very different. Today what we saw in Mina was different. The tents of Mina, and now we know whether there was food, water or no water. We can imagine Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam when he made those gush during those days and met the mushrikeen, and the abuse he went through in Mina. But Zainab would come radiallahu ta'ala anha running to him with a bowl of water. Oh my father, how long will you carry on with this torture? Nabi Ali salatu wasalam goes to Banu Abs tribe, different tribes in Mina. He would go to them with Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anha sometime, Zayd bin Haritha sometime, on camel back. For 10 long years, to the extent they say that on the 10th year, when he went to some of the camps in Mina, when he went to the camps in Mina, then those mushrikeen will say to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, how long will you continue coming to us? We've heard your da'wat already. Please don't come back. Please don't come back. That was the same Mina the Haji slept on those nights. If only those sands of Mina could speak. If only those sands of the Haram could speak. The poet says, if only that Haram could speak, it will tell you the story of Sumayya radiallahu anha. How should be shaheed in the sands of Makkah? The sands will tell you the back of Bilal and Ammar and Suhaib. What happened to their backs? If only they could speak. The Haji now, mashallah, when he enters the Haram, marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan. The Zamzam cans are full, whether cool, whether warm. The aircons are on, alhamdulillah. It's hot weather, but hot weather is only out of the Haram. Enjoy the Haram, sajda on the mataf, sajda on that, on the marble floor. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam saw no marble floor. There was no comfort, la raha. There was no comfort whatsoever. His Hajj was different. He goes to one camp, and the da'wah to them was, say la ilaha illallah, tuflihu, you'll be successful. In Mina, when he gave the da'wah also, there was a young boy with his father. They came for Hajj. So he said, I stood on my tiptoe to see over the shoulders of the people what was happening in Mina. They all had crowded around a person. So he said, I asked my father, who is this man? He said, don't listen to him, he's mad. Na'uzu billah. He's calling towards one Allah. He said, then I realized later on in life that was the last Nabi, the last messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One camp he goes into and he gives da'wat. He calls him towards Allah. And then he would ask him, understand the depth and the verity of the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for whom Allah ta'ala made this world, they in Mina making this gush, meeting the people. After giving them da'wah, he would tell them, may yu'wini, may yansuruni, hatta ubaligha risalata rabbi. The which of you will take me in? May yu'wini. What does it mean? Who will give me shelter? The Nabi of Allah. وَلَقَدْ جَاءَهُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْهُمْ Quran says, Ibn Kathir in Tafsir says, this ayat caused the greatest amount of grief to the heart of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That a Rasul came to you from you. A Rasul, a messenger came to you from you. What does it mean? That you know my father, you know my family, you know my clan. We took care of the suqya of Zamzam. We were the custodians of the Haram. My grandfather, Abdul Muttalib, he was the one that made dua against Abraha. Allah save the Kaaba Sharif. You know my entire family. I'm not some visitor to Makkah Mukarramah. You know our standing, you know our status. You know what we've contributed to the people of Makkah. But when I came to knock your door, then you called me a madman. Then you called me a magician. And then you spit at me. Then you throw stones at me. Then you fling the door and you shut the door on my face. A Rasul came to you from them. How you treated the Rasul of Allah. فَكَذَّبُوهُ They falsified him. They told him you're a liar. Allegations, accusations against him. So he continued and he will tell them, مَنْ يَنْصُرُنِي مَنْ يُؤْوِينِي That who will take me back to his locality? This is Mina. Where he's begging, the Nabi of Allah is begging the Hajis, please take me back home. I can't live in Makkah Mukarramah anymore. I can't live here anymore. It's become too tough, too difficult. Who will assist me? So there was a cry in Mina, which a Hadi is supposed to open his ears to listen to. Ya Allah, what happened in Mina? What was the Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? When was his last Hajj? And prior to that, in the days of Jahiliyyah, what was his cry in Mina? Who will take me back home? Who will assist me? So one of the clans, their hearts softened a bit. Alright, sit down with us. We heard about you. Sit down, we'll make some mashwara, they will decide whether to take you back. The Nabi of Allah's heart got elated. Some hope. The senior chief of the clan walks in. He sees Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam sitting in the corner. And he asks the people, who is this? He says, Muhammad bin Abdullah. He says, he's a Rasul of Allah. If it is true, then we'll take him back, possibly. We'll get Jannah. He says, no ways. This is the Mina we slept in. The chief of the clan says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, get up and get out. If Allah gave us some place to say, then may shukr of Allah. How Allah ta'ala gave us days of Hajj, alhamdulillah. The best days of my life. The best days of my life. When Nabi of Allah spent time, Allah gave me tawfiq to spend the nights there also. Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam exits the camp. He mounts his camel, the wretched person comes and he prods the animal, he pokes the animal. The animal jumps, the beloved of Allah falls into the sands of Mina, full of dust. One of the ladies of the clan knew Rasulullah, so she comes and she rebukes his old man, how dare you? How dare you do a thing? Leave him, he's from the Quraysh tribe. Many incidents in Mina that happened. the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was a cry. There in Aqaba, where we pelted on the first day, a Jamratul Kubra, the first Shaitan, 7 stones. We walk a little bit, we come to a place called Mahassab. Just away from there, there's a masjid there right now. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he finished his hajj, he spent on the 30th Zulhijjah, Abu Rafi, his slave, left before Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to set up camp for him, and he set up the camp at Muhassab. Muhassab was that place where the Quraysh and the Mushrikeen plotted against Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And there they signed the treaty between themselves. 8th, 9th and 10th year. For 3 years we will boycott the Quraysh and Banu Hashim. They signed it over there. We will not intermarry, no business dealings, no food supplies. We will ostracize them and we will lock them in the valley of Abu Talib, the gorge of Abu Talib. 3 long years. 3 long years Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and sahaba ikram lived there with no food. Mufassirin Mu'adithin said the cries of the pangs of hunger of the children of the family of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam from that mountain pass was heard by the Kaaba Sharif. Out of hunger. Arab Jamaat was here a few days ago. Brother from Makkatul Makarram was giving the bayan. In the 10th year, they were released from that gorge, from that valley pass, from that wadi. The 10th year, Abu Talib passed away. Hazrat Khadija passed away, radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. Radiallahu anha. She passed away. Called the year of grief. An ajib point he makes. He says, Hazrat Khadija passed away the 10th year after they were released from that gorge. And historians say she passed away due to the pangs of hunger. The richest woman in Makkah Mukarramah. Richest woman. Sacrificed everything for her husband. She died due to the effects of the pangs of hunger of 3 years. So we can imagine now prior to the Hajj. Now comes the Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The same place Muhassab where they signed the treaty. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam on the 13th Zulhijjah when he leaves after pelting, he sets up camp over there. Why? To show the mushrikeen. At one time you plotted against me. Allah has given me now. Muhassab is mine. Mina is mine. Muzalifa is mine. Allah has given it to me. The final Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The long incident, we don't have the time. But the Hajjis are back. To understand what I have come back with. One is the khajur and the dates. Madinatul Munawwara, the barakat of Madinah Munawwara, the salat and salam, our golden mile from Babu Salam to Babu al-Baqi, that's our golden mile. Not over here at the beachfront. For us, that's our golden mile. When we stand and we step there, now we walk into our salat and salam. Ulama say when we're standing and making salat and salam before Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we're going to make salam with him. In what capacity am I standing there? I'm not coming as a haji. That place standing before Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on the road, that was a place of tashkil. Tashkil in my life is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen. My salah, my Quran, my dhikr, my wealth, my health, my time. Decisions were made between a mimbari wa bayti, between my mimbar and my home. Decisions were made there, today we are sitting here. Decisions were made there for hidayah. Today we are sitting here because of this that qurbani. I am standing there in the capacity of an ummati. Before the road of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, before the qabr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, I am standing there as an ummati. This is my identity. I haven't just come as a haji, I have come back now with the concern of the entire ummah. All is my family, all is my children. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made hajj also in summer months. And there Jamut Taqdeem, Zuhur Asr was performed together. And then wukuf started. Wukuf started in Arafah upon the conveyance Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was sitting. He gave the khutbah prior to that. Where Masjid al-Namira is, khutbah was given. Then Salatul Zuhur was performed. Azan, one azan was given. First iqamah for Zuhur, 2 rakats, no sunnats. Second iqamah, Asr was performed. Then Nabi alayhi salam proceeded to the wukuf, muqif of Arafah. Till Maghrib dua was made. Till sunset. Zuhur Asr was finished. And they say what dua was made? They say we never heard any dua for Fatima or Khadija wa Aisha, the entire 5 to 6 hours wukuf and dua was to the ummah till qiyamah. Yalla, what will happen to them? Once I make parda, I leave this world, what will happen to the ummah? Hatta dima wal mazalim, as Mawlana mentioned. Dua was made, Ya Allah, forgive the oppressor of my ummah also. Forgive the oppressor, forgive even the murderer, the qatil. Dua wasn't accepted. Dua wasn't accepted. For this ulama say, that that dua that is void and empty of dua for the ummah, that dua is a naqis, incomplete dua. It's an incomplete dua. Every dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was for the ummah. For the family too, and for the ummah. I've returned from Hajj as an ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the message of Hajj. The brotherhood, we talk about brotherhood. The brotherhood is about this ummah. Ya Allah, how can we take this ummah back to Jannah? That was the cry of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Comes to Muzdalifah. They also restless, performs the Maghrib Salah, partings of some meal. Then the Isha thereafter. Then the wukuf of Muzdalifah starts, as all the Hajj stood in Muzdalifah and made dua. Walked or came by bus from Arafah, then to Muzdalifah. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam performs his fajr, bi ghalasan, in darkness, the awwal waqt. Then he raises the hands and he makes dua again. Ya Allah, forgive the oppressor, Ya Allah, forgive the murderer also, forgive the oppressor. If they make tawbah, if he makes tawbah, Ya Allah, forgive. Dua got accepted. Dua got accepted, all will be forgiven. Besides the one that will make shirk, ascribe partners to Allah. When that dua was accepted, muhaddithin say, the shaitan on that day stamped his feet in the ground and threw sand on his head. Nabi Sallam began to smile. Abu Bakr said, Nabi of Allah, you are crying, now you are smiling, Abu Bakr, the ummah will be forgiven. Ummah will be, I secure the forgiveness of the ummah. Murderer makes tawbah, he will be forgiven. Zalim makes tawbah, he will be forgiven. Now he proceeds to Mina. And there the khutbah was given in Mina. Yawm al-Nahr, 10th Zulhijjah, Yawm aklin wa shurbin, day of eating and drinking and merrymaking. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam comes, ala rahilati, upon his conveyance, in front of him, Fazal bin Abbas, Hazrat Bilal, Hazrat Usama radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and Hazrat Bilal holding the reins. Behind him, Fazal bin Abbas is sheltering him. He passed Jamratul Aqaba. Then he goes to one side. He calls Sahaba Ikram in Masjid al-Khayfis, Ansar and Muhajirin. And now he gives the khutbah. What day is this? Which month is this? What city is this? Sahaba Ikram say, oh, Rabbi of Allah, you know better. Today is Yawm al-Nahr. The place Makkah al-Mukarramah, Mina. The days of Hajj. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gives the entire khutbah finally. Where we hear that the group of Sahaba Ikram, which till Qiyamah Mina will never see again. That khutbah Mina will never hear again. Where decisions were made. Where at one time in Mina, at Aqaba, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the 10th, and the 11th, 12th and 13th year, when the Ansar came, Allah's taqdeer for them. 10 years long da'wah was given in Mina, nobody accepted. 11th year the Ansar came, a small group of them. He met them there at Mina, at Aqaba. Give them da'wah, we are ready to accept. We will take you back. 12th year more came again. Give them the da'wah, we will accept you. 13th year again. Then finally the Quran came for Hijrah. Now Nabi of Allah was in fear that time. Now there is no fear. I call the same Sahaba Ikram around him. Where Masjid al-Khayf is. And now he gave the khutbah. He gave the khutbah. That the Muslim is the one from whom another Muslim is safe, from his tongue, from his hands. And in that interim also he would tell them, خُذُوا عَنِّي مَنَاسِكَكُمْ خُذُوا عَنِّي مَنَاسِكَكُمْ Umay Sahaba, take the rites of Hajj from me, learn it from me. لَعَلِّي لَا أَرَاكُمْ بَعْدَ عَامِي هَذَا Possible, I will not see you after this year. لَعَلِّي لَا أَحُجُّ بَعْدَ حَجَّةِ هَذِي Possibly, I will not make a Hajj after this Hajj. The last Hajj my ummah will see. Because on the day of Arafah, the ayat was revealed, أَلْيَوْمَ كَمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ Today I perfected your deen. My bounty ni'mat upon you is complete. A deen-e-Islam, I'm happy for deen-e-Islam for you. Then come to Mina. Surah was revealed, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. It's called Surah At-Tawdi'. Surah of bidding farewell. Sahaba Ikram knew that these are the last moments. From that day when the Surah was revealed, Surah Al-Nasr, till the wafat and demise of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, 80 days. 80 days. Abu Bakr Siddiq already understood. So Umar bin Khattab understood that possibly now this is the last Hajj. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam gives the khutbah. Then he asks Sahaba radiallahu anhum, هَلْ بَلَّغْتُ O my Sahaba, I have conveyed the message to you. Have I conveyed it to you? And to all of us, Hajj is looking every year. This is the khutbah of Mina. Sahaba Ikram, all in one voice testified, بَلَّغْتَ الرِّسَالَ وَأَدَّيْتَ الْأَمَانَ وَنَصَحْتَ الْأُمَّةَ وَنَبِي اللَّهِ You passed the message on. What it meant now? Have I conveyed? What was the meaning of this? It's a deep meaning, my dear brothers. After coming from Hajj, it's a very, very deep meaning. Ibadat were all completed. Salah became farz, 10th year Hijri, 10th year Nubuwat. Salah became farz. All the tafsil and all the details. Came to fasting, 2nd year. Zakat, also 2nd year. All the tafsil and details. All the branches were complete. The last one, 9th year of Hijra, Hajj became fard. Wa lillahi ala nasi Hajj al-Bayt. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam didn't go on that year. It was called Aamul Wufud. The Jamaat were coming to Makkah, Medina Manawara. Hosting the Jamaat, teaching them deen, getting them ready. The 9th year, Abu Bakr Siddiq was sent as the Amir of Hajj. 10th year, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam went. Now he gives the khutbah in Mina. On the 10th, 11th also there was a khutbah. On the 10th, he asked Sahaba Ikram, have I passed on the message to you? And they said, my Sahaba, I have come with the da'wah of deen of Islam. I am the last Nabi to come. There will be no Nabi after me. No more messenger to come after me. This effort of ibadat, and effort of calling the entire ummah to ibadat, deen of Allah, I am handing over to you now. I am soon to leave this world. It will become your responsibility. Have I conveyed it to you? Like how the father makes last wasiyyat, I'm giving you the shop keys. Understand now, you must open tomorrow. I'm not coming tomorrow. Tomorrow you must open, you must cash up and you must close up. It's your responsibility. Say, Papa, I'm not ready yet. Sorry, I can't make it. You have to take over now. I've trained you. Oh, my ummah, I've trained you all. You saw the qurbani. I've conveyed, I'm passing it over to you. The amanat, addayta al-amana. You have passed on the amanat also. Fulfill it. وَنَسَحْتَ الْأُمَّةِ And you advise the ummah. Well wishing for the ummah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam looks at the skies. Allahumma shahadu Allah, you be testimony. Allah, you be witness, I passed over. Umar bin Khattab began to cry in Arafah, where we all stood on the day of Arafah. He began to cry when the ayat was revealed, that the day today the deen has been perfected. Umar, why are you crying? He said, when something comes to perfection, after perfection comes decline. I've understood. Nabi of Allah has come to his perfection, deen is perfected. Nabi of Allah will soon leave. Now the decline will start in the ummah. That is why Nasr Malik says, when we dusted our hands on the qabr of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, we already fell, our hearts had begun to change. Had begun to change. We were to carry this without wahi now. We were to carry this entire amanat without any wahi from the skies. Now we have to make mashwara and decide. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam returns after Hajj. 14th Zulhijjah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam before Subuh Sadiq finishes the awful wada. Reads Fajr Salah in the Haram, the last glimpse of Baytullah. Fajr Salah he recites for Tur, Surah Tur, 27th para. Last Salah in the Baytullah, in the Kaaba Sharif. He leaves and he comes back. Then two on the way to Medina Munawwara, then Taqaza skills. Jaysh-e Usama, the army of Usama has to be made ready, they have to leave. Comes to Medina Munawwara, one taqaza is the Jaysh and the army of Usama has to go. Together with that, there were governors required in Yemen. Who go to Yemen? Two Sahaba Ikram were made ready. Mu'az bin Jabal, Abu Musa Ash'ari. Dispatch two of them. Dispatching Mu'az bin Jabal. Returns from Hajj. This was now in Dhul Hijjah. Zulhijjah, then Muharram, Safar, Rabiul Awwal, 12th Rabiul Awwal. About 80 days between the Hajj and the demise of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. These are the last days. You know, when the father leaves, we see, we retract, we go back. What was his last status, the last message he sent? We hold it dear to us. The last SMS he sent to me. The last message he sent the family. The last message of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for us to hold close to our hearts as Hajjis. After his Hajj, Hajjatul Wada, now was preparation for Maut. Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam said, Mu'az bin Jabal, get ready to go to Yemen. He gets ready. Wal Mu'az ala rahilatihi, wa Rasulullah Sallam tahta rahilatihi yamshi. Nabi Sallam is walking, holding the reins of the conveyance of Mu'az bin Jabal, dispatching him in the path of Allah. O Mu'az, I know in my heart you don't want to see me again. But we have to leave me. We have to leave Baytullah. We have to leave Madinah Munawwara. For the greater purpose of life, the purpose of a Haji. I saw Baytullah, show me Baytullah. Show me the noor and the beautiful mornings and evenings of Madinatul Munawwara. Beautiful memories, magical. How the heart yearns to go back there. When Sulaiman Janji would say, Rahmatullah alayhi, that we came from Jannah not alone. We're part of the Ummah. He said, Wapas jana hai? Yes, we have to go back. Say, akela mat jana. Don't go back alone to Jannat. Take the entire ummat. Take the entire ummat. So Nabi Ali salatu wasalam is walking Mu'az bin Jabal. And he says, Mu'az bin Jabal, oh Mu'az, possible next year you will pass upon my qabr, tamurru ala qabriha. When you will come back, you will pass by my qabr in Madinah Munawwara. I will not be here. Fabaka Mu'az jasha'an. Mu'az burst out crying. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam turns his face away towards Madinah Munawwara. What to tell him, O Mu'az? We left Madinah Munawwara, we know the feeling. We left Makkatul Mukarrama Dawaful Wada. As he walked, qahqara, walking backwards, looking at Baytullah, the last glance, Ya Allah, please bring me back again, bring me back again, bring me back again. Mu'az knows this is final mulaqat. I'm not going to see Nabi Sallam again. But Mu'az, you still have to go in the path of Allah. There's no excuse for you. You have to move still. You'll have to go. Last mulaqat. You won't meet again. But oh Mu'az, adopt taqwa in your life. Haji came back, come back with taqwa. Adopt taqwa in your life, piety. What is taqwa? Ya Allah, what you want me to do, I will do it. What you don't want me to do, I won't do it. I saw Baytullah. So the tajalli of Allah, the noor of Allah. How many years of performing salah towards the Qibla wall of my masjid? And Allah Ta'ala showed us the Baytullah finally, Ya Allah. I'm standing in front of the Qibla of the world right now. The Qibla of the world, the capital of the universe. The tajalli of Allah is coming. Madina Munawwara, the poet says, that oh Madina Munawwara, how blessed you are. As if every morning Jannat comes down, as if every morning Jannat comes down and kisses the zameen and ground of Madina. And says to Madina Munawwara, Jannat is empty without who you have within you. When are you going to transfer him to us? We are waiting for his Mubarak, blessed body to come to us, otherwise Jannat is empty. But the Ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is so easy. Book the ticket, go away to Madina Munawwara, you send me before Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah took us and showed all the hajis. To come back to what? The Kajur of Madina Munawwara and the Zamzam of Makkatul Mukarramah. That's not all. We have come with the message of Mina also. Hal ballaghtu? Have I conveyed to you, O my Sahaba? Those that are here, take the message to the last person. That is how we have our deen right now. Somebody carried, the deen came with sacrifice, Qurbani, deen will remain with Qurbani, deen will spread with Qurbani. Deen will remain in my family with qurbani and sacrifice for deen. So deen will not remain. Deen will not remain. Qurbani has to be given. In the last few moments of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, returns to Madina Munawwara, says Mu'az bin Jabal, Abu Musa Ash'ari, the army of Usama got ready also to be dispatched. They left Madina Munawwara and camped outside Madina Munawwara. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam on the witness day before his demise. In Safar it began. The headaches and the fever. And he says to Aisha, wa ra'asa, wa Aisha, my head is throbbing. that poison that I was fed in Khaybar by the Jewess. When Nabi Ali Salatu took that morsel into his mouth, that morsel, that luqma of food told Nabi Salatu, I am poisoned, spew me out. But the effect still went into the belly of Nabi Ali Salatu. Oh, Aisha, my head is throbbing because of the poison. Ibn Kathir says, this in a very subtle way also, they contributed to the demise and the death of Nabi Salatu. So Allah gave him the rank of Shahadat also, because of poisoning. Being a Nabi of Allah, but then to Shahadat, fi sabirillah. My head is throbbing. Has Aisha's response, look at this moment also. What love, compassion, tolerance, overlooking. Tell the wife, my head is paining, what she'll say? Mine also. Has Aisha said the same thing? Say, well, Aisha, my head is throbbing. I have a migraine. Rabbi of Allah, my head is also paining. So Mr. Sarif said, oh Aisha, what's the worst can happen? You will die, I'll make dua for you. So what she says to Mr. Sarif, Rabbi of Allah, he sees you and spend time with the other wives. So Aisha, my head is really paining. Bring a bandage and tie my head. Wednesday it began. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. By Sunday, Nabi Ali Salatu Salam was in the house of Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha, one of his wives, blessed wives. But then too they could see he wanted to be with Aisha. And they all got together, they made mashwara, Nabi of Allah, would you like to go to Aisha's place? Yes, please. Monday he moved there, they carried Nabi Salam on a sheet, white sheet, he couldn't walk. From one house to the next house. Monday it began, perform the salah. He said, perform the salah, I tell you it was too difficult. Sahaba ikram had to carry him, holding two Sahaba ikram, they had to drag him. We can imagine those that went now, alhamdulillah. We sat in the roda, we saw where the blessed qabr of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is, house of Aisha, and the minbar and the mihrab. From there, Nabi Sallam, on the two shoulders of Sahaba took support, dragging his feet on the ground, coming to the musalla to perform the salah. Never left salah till the last. Never left it. Ulama said two things Nabi Sallam never left in his life, from the beginning till the end. Two things he never left. Was imamat, salah, and da'wat. Calling towards Allah. He never left it. His imamat of salah, and da'wat, calling towards Allah till the last. That was his cry in his heart. That is why Hafiz Patel Sahib would say, Rahmatullah Ali, the Amir of Europe would say, the person who goes to Medina Munawwara and comes back with three things, he brought Medina home. He brought Medina home. He's come back with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Durood Sharif every day. The love of every sunnah, I make this dua, Allah grant me the knowledge of every sunnah. Love every sunnah. Amal and practice upon every sunnah and accept my life for the service of sunnah in the entire world. Four duas, ya Allah, teach me every sunnah, amal upon every sunnah, love for every sunnah and accept my life for the sunnah. My life, my progeny till qiyamah. Come back with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Second thing, the fikr of Nabi said, the concern the Nabi of Allah had in his heart. As a Gangohi would say, rahmatullah alayh, that the only reason we are Muslim today, the only reason we have iman today, is that one of those tears that the Muslim shed at the roda during those nights, crying for the ummah, one of those tears, my name was written there. We went to the roda, whether we heard those cries, whether we saw those tears, that my name was written there. Yusuf bin Hussein, he died for him, so and so, so and so. So. In one of those tears, my name was there. Today we stop crying for the ummah. What will happen to my child? What will happen to you? I'm working for the children. I'm working for the children, but they're not behaving. They're not coming to the shop. They're not doing this. They're not doing that. We're working for this. We said, worked for us. For our hidayah today we are sitting here. And that cry is still on. And the rona, Nabi Ali is still alive, still crying for the ummah. Every week our profile is going to him. Our amal are going to him. Salah and da'wat. Nabi Sallallahu finally appoints Abu Bakr Siddiq to make the imamat. Comes the Saturday. Saturday was Sunday. Monday was his demise, alayhi salatu wasalam. On Saturday was Sunday. Then he calls Sahaba Ikram. It was the Zuhr Salah. We can picture ourselves Zuhr time in Medina Munawwara. They take me to the Arab. They bring him from the room, dragging him along. Abu Bakr Siddiq sees him in the corner of his eye. He wants to step back and continue the salah. Sits next to him on the musalla. I want to see my sahaba. The jamaat was prepared to take my fikr and concern. He sits to him, do like a combined salah. Nabi Ali salatu salam making takbir softly, Abu Bakr Siddiq saying it loudly. Nabi of Allah, this is sahaba ikram. May Allah exalt you all. May Allah be with you all. May Allah ta'ala protect you all. May Allah grant you all the best, and he makes dua for them. Dua for them, my sahaba. That was either Saturday or Sunday. That was the last salah. Then he goes back to the room. The incidents are lengthy. And finally, that Monday morning at Fajr time. That Monday morning at Fajr time, 12th Rabi'ul Awwal. 12th Rabi'ul Awwal. Adhan is given for Salatul Fajr. Sahaba ikram gather together. Iqama is given. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the last time, opens the curtain of his blessed room to gaze at Sahaba. Abu Bakr Siddiq on the musalla of Imamat. He makes takbir and here, and from the corner of his eyes, he sees the curtain opening. So as if now they want to break the salah to go and see Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he gestures and makes a sign, continue with the salah. Continue with the salah. He wanted to see his sahaba ikram in the last amal of salah. That the salah is carrying on. Closes the curtain. Allahumma rafiq al-a'la. Oh Allah, I prefer your company, the highest companion. The last amal, to see sahaba ikram in salah. Thereafter, the Aisha's brother walks in, Abdul Rahman, radiallahu anhu, and he sees him with miswak in his mouth. So Aisha asks, would you like the miswak? Yes, give me a miswak. So Aisha would say, the last worldly tosha, or provision of the world, that went in the belly of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was my saliva. His blessed head was between her chest and a quarter bone. And she says, I took the miswak and I softened it with my mouth and I put it within his mouth. Like this, he would say, Ar-Rafiq al-A'la. Prior to this, when Nabi of Allah fell ill, he took his Sayyid Abu Uwayhiba. He took him to Baqi. Let's go to Baqi. How to make dua for the people of Baqi. Then he says to Abu Uwayhiba, I have been given the news. Nu'iyat ilayya nafsi. I have been given the news of my demise already. Allah has given me two things. The treasures to the world, and I will live in the world till I go to Jannat, or that I join up with my Allah. All of you of Allah, choose the first one. Take the treasures and the keys to the treasures, and remain here till you go to Jannat. Oh my slave, rather I have chosen the latter one, to be with my Allah. To be with my Allah. And now the last moments. And two words in the tongue of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, As-Salah. Oh my Ummat, Salah, hold to Salah. And look after your slaves. Haji has come back with the Khajur and the Zamzam. And what is the heart full with right now? That message of Mina, that Ya Allah, accept my life now. One is the Deen of Allah I brought back with me, and now to make that fikr and concern how I can become that musalli in my masjid, every salah to my last moment behind the imam with takbir-e-ula, never to musid. Dunya will not come, my life is with the Deen of Allah. For my salah, my family, my children, my progeny, taalim in my home that took place in Masjid al-Nabawi, taalim in my masjid also. Every night after Isha Salah, we'll find ta'alim taking place in our masajid. Same ta'alim was taking place in the Masjid al-Nabawi also. The hadiths are being recited. The bayan before the khutbah on the day of Jumu'ah, where we have bayan before the khutbah, that too was a sunnah. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, hold on to my sunnah and the sunnah of my khulafa. The time of the khalifas, before the Amir al-Mu'mineen will come out, Hazrat Abu Huraira will come to the minbar. From there he would quote ahadith upon ahadith. That became the bayan before the khutbah. Also a sunnah. So how to bring my life upon the sunnah completely, my entire family? Truth is, my brothers, what is my salah in my life? No compromise now. Allah showed me the qibla of the world. Malaika are making tawaf above the Baytullah. Allah's nur is coming upon the Kaaba Sharif, from there is distributed to all the masajids of the world. Upon the Imam Musalla, then behind the Imam, to the right, to the left, Ya Allah, all my share of that nur. So I saw the Baytullah. I saw Madina Munawwara. I saw Mina, Muzdalifa, Arafa, and the cry, and the du'as are made there. Now, Ya Allah, to continue with this, the crux of it is my salat and my maut. I have any qaza to cover it up. And how to bring my family upon salah also, ta'lim in the house. Every day I will sit down with Fazali Amal or some hadith kitab and read the fada'il of salah. So my children understand this is my legacy also. Like Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam left behind salah. So one is salah in my life and deen and the effort of salah and deen. How to link to my masjid. How to keep strong. The only way I can keep strong to Baytullah is to connect myself to the daughters of Baytullah, which are the masajid. Then I'm safe. Like how when I entered the Haram of Makkah, you know, I'm safe, I'm here right now. These musallas and masajid are the daughters of the Baytullah. I want to go back, I'm going to be here. When the call is given, labbaik, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. Allah, I'm coming for salah, I'm coming for salah, I'm coming for salah. Take my children also. Ladies at home, talim in the house. Programs are taking place every week for the masturat. Wednesday, the atali program. Ask the ladies in the localities. Let them find out. And my wife can go also. This will show to my Allah, my talab and desire. Ya Allah, I want to come back. Ya Allah, I want to come back. And don't say my last hajj. Say many more, inshallah. Allah take all of us over and over again. But we connect to the house of Allah, the daughters of the Baytullah. And then when the mother calls the daughters, what happens? They all go back. They take the grandchildren also. I want to go back, I have to be here also. So one is the effort of the home, the talim in the home, the sunnats in the home, my salah in the masjid, my children, and the people around me, my locality, my neighborhood, talim in the masjid. Then we have our every Friday night, alhamdulillah, we have our ishtima in Masjid al-Hilal. Every Friday night. Because sahaba ikram would gather around Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and would hear his bayans and his talks and the majalis. This happens every Friday night in Masjid al-Hilal. Same sunnah is alive. Where we can sit, recharge our batteries of iman, and connect. The same incidents that we are narrated today, the same incidents we'll hear every Friday night after Maghrib, after Isha, after Fajr. Same incidents. Entire year, every Friday, these programs are taking place. To connect us to the deen of Allah, so that fikr, three things we bring back to Madina Munawwara. As I mentioned, the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the concern in the heart of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his tears and his cry, and the movement of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Sahaba Ikram, how they moved from Madina Munawwara in the path of Allah. I brought this home, I brought Madina Munawwara back home. There is jamaats in the masjid, which jamaats I can feed. Our ladies can't go out throughout the world. When Faruk Sahib says, any jamaat comes to my locality, must eat on my dasturkhan. Wherever they go, I want investment in the country. That was Madina Munawwara. Bring the Sahaba Ikram home. Bring the guests home, we will feed them. We will feed them. We will feed them. To bring the entire environment alive of Madina Munawwara back in our localities. For this, we all make intention, inshallah. That our salah till our last breath, inshallah. In the masjid behind the Imam, Takbir Ula. Talim in our home specify a time for us to make talim. The talim in the masjid, remember as the last point, my dear brother, this talim we're speaking about reading from the kitab, they say this is our dose of hidayat for the day. To remain upon hidayat and guidance, this talim will keep us on the right track. Sit there a few minutes every day, and they say when the speaker, the reader says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, they say the reality is as if Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is sitting here talking to you right now. He's telling you this. Listen to the ta'lim. So we will try, inshallah. Wherever our masajid are, we link up to the masjid. Whatever amal we can take part in, we take part in the amal, inshallah. Like this, we will keep our iman strong. We will keep our heart strong. May Allah Ta'ala accept the hajj of the hujjaj, accept the du'as. We still have, we say from the hajj, he returns 90 days he has. Not 40 days, 90 days. 3 months. Still to make the du'as are still accepted. And the biggest sign is that now his heart is linked to Baytullah and the cry of Baytullah. And dunya is there, by the way, alhamdulillah. But my heart is akhirat now. So to continue du'as of acceptance, istighfar for the ummah also, and the conditions in the ummah, may Allah Ta'ala accept our du'as, the du'as of Arafah, Mina, Muzdalifah, the Baytullah, May Allah accept the entire ummah over and over again, inshallah. Allahu Akbar, ya Rabbi Ali. Any tashkil? الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اغفر للحاج ولمن استغفر له الحاج هو كريم رحيم الله يا الله forgive the حاج يوم يا الله accept all his أعمال يوم يا الله يا الله accept يا الله الصلاة والسلامة Allah in Madinatul Munawwarah, my Allah. The beautiful mornings and evenings of Madinah Munawwarah. The beautiful air of Madinah Munawwarah, my Kareem Rahim Allah. Except with every step, ya Allah, the truth. In Madinah Tayyibah, O Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, accept the Salat and Salam. Accept the Salah in the Masjid of Nabi, my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, accept the Hujjaj, O my Adwaz, they made in Arafah, my Allah. In Muzdalifah, my Allah. In Mina, my Allah. Allah, the pelting, ya Allah, the shayateen, the jimar, Allah, accept it, O my Allah. The du'as, O my Allah, at Hajr al-Aswad, O my Allah. In Safa, Marwa, ya Allah, at Sa'i time, O my Allah. In the Mataf, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Accept all the du'as of the Hujjaj on behalf of the Ummah, on behalf of their families and themselves, O my Allah. Make it a means of hidayat, O my Allah. O my Allah, accept the Hajj of all the Hujjaj. Ya Allah, make it a means of hidayat for the mankind to the Qiyamah for Insan and Jinnat. Ya Allah, accept us over and over again, O my Allah. The du'as of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made, ya Allah, يا الله ذا بيت الله يا الله ذا حجة أسود ذا ملتزم ذا مقام إبراهيم ذا زمزم ملومة يا الله دواز يميد منهومة يا الله دواز العرفة المزلفة يا الله accept the دواز يا الله بحافة أمتي يا الله till the day of قيامه يا الله accept us protect our إيمان our أعمال our قائد and beliefs يا الله accept us our families our progeny till the day of قيامه protect our مساجد our مكاتب our دار العلوم Ya Allah, unite the Ummah upon the Haqq of Kareem Rahim Allah. Accept all the Jama'ahs that are moving in the path, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect them, Ya Allah. Make it a means of Hidayat, Ya Allah. O Kareem Rahim Allah. Accept the Hadi, accept the Dua'as for the next, Ya Allah. For the next 3 months since they have returned, Ya Allah. O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, protect Harameen Sharifin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, free the third Haram, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, open it to the Ummah, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Protect the people of that land, O Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Accept all the Jama'ahs, increase the Jama'ahs, increase the Ishtima'ahs. O my Allah, Ya Allah, make us pakka musallis of the masjid, O my Allah, with takbir awla safi awal, O Kareem Rahim Allah, O Kareem Rahim Allah, accept our households, our families, our children with the khidmat of deen, afiyat, sihat, and barakat. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim, wa tub alayna innaka anta at-tawwab ar-rahim. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima wa ahlu. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ameen, ameen.